We should open our own social club.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is like, like, okay, they're not really a thing anymore, but we should bring it back. Mm-hmm. Like, if we, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. So for our listeners, we're sitting in a car, not our studio, and it's.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's whatever.
We doing, let's get it. Yeah.
So about that social club.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me what you want to do.
I wonder if this is like, I guess it's legal. You just have to classify. I don't know what you would even classify it as. Because literally what I mean is a building that we buy, like that we own. Mm-hmm. And then we just deck it out and turn it into, not a house. Not a
like
house.
Like a club.
Just a building hangout. And we just put a bunch of shit in it. Like couches, a pool table, a bar, like a TV.
Get stereo. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And then we could have like tables outside. You know,
okay.
Like, kind of like a cafe, but, like, not open to the public. It's just for us.
For sure. Can I have a disco ball?
Sure. Like, literally whatever you want. Like, tables outside where we... And, like, a kitchen, too. Like, okay. Pretty much kind of like a house.
Like, a house like without a, house, a bedroom.
No utilities, just fun shit.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, here's my idea. All right. Just build your dream social club hangout spot. Like right now, like what
so,
do you?
Okay,
what do
you, so you walk
where,
in.
What's the building look like? Where is it located? Like what kind of area?
Okay.
And what do you fill it with?
Brick building. All brick right. building, and it's in not a busy like downtown area, but like a quieter street in a busy area.
Right? Okay. Okay.
So you walk in, and it has like those hanging light fixtures. It's almost reminiscent of a bar because there is a bar in there. But right when you walk in, like
okay,
there's a pool table in the middle. Right, and then okay. the racks on the side, and then there's like couches and shit, and then there's like a stereo like surround sound system
okay, like,
in
nice.
The whole place for music, bar, kitchen to make like whatever I don't know, but like a well stocked bar.
Okay, like it's you just know, full
things like that.
Like nice, yeah.
Pretty much like when you're in there, you can do different things. Like if there okay. were five guys there, two of them can play pool, one guy could like chill on the couch, watch TV, the other okay. guy could make drinks. Do coke, yeah, you know, literally whatever you're into.
If that's your vibe, you do coke.
Whatever your hobbies are, equip this place with the facilities that you can do that shit with.
That sounds juicy. Like, I would,
yeah.
I would enjoy that environment. I would fill mine with cages. Here's why. That sounds so bad. I would put exotic animals in my cages because... There's no way to sound... This doesn't sound good at all.
Okay.
But I want tigers.
Why?
It just seems cool. It just seems like it'd be cool. Like,
but in the social club?
Yeah. You gotta... Okay, actually, I take it back. I don't want cages. That's weird. I want it to be like a sanctuary. You know what I mean? Like...
Okay.
But like an animal... Like...
That's weird, man.
No, like, listen, hear me out. Like, I want to be able to pet a tiger. I want to sit in, like, a nice, bougie leather chair and have a tiger cub in my lap.
That seems like a just you thing, though. Like, maybe you can get that in, like, your house or some shit.
I don't want that in my house. I don't need tigers in my house.
In the club,
In my club, people are going to rock with me and my tiger. And then once my tiger gets old and out of hand, obviously, we release him into the wild. And naturally, we've had him trained to, like... survive in the wild.
Naturally?
Well, like, we let him thrive, right? And so, it's not like animal cruelty, or anything. Did I say that right?
not at all. Cruelty.
Animal cruelty.
Cruelty? Animal creatine.
Animal cocaine. Animal cock-sucking. No.
Animal clown college.
Animal, what? Yeah. No, don't suck animals' cocks.
That's bestiality.
Exactly.
So you want to bring bestiality into our social... No, we don't
rock with bestiality. I'm not rocking...
What if,
rocking...
like, other members of this social club or just people who hang out there aren't rocking with the tiger, even as a cub? Like, what if, like, one of the guys is, like, hypothetically, that, like, I'm just trying to play pool, and there's this baby cub by my feet, and I don't like it.
Well,
it's freaking me out.
He's not going to be by his feet. It's going to be by my feet.
When, it's going to be weird, though. You're just going to be chilling in the corner in some leather chair. No, nobody said I was going to
be in the corner. I'm not going to be in the corner with a tiger. I'm going to be, like, chilling. That's kind of what it sounds like. No, all right. Here's the deal. Here's the vibe. Let me set the scene for you, all right? So it's a, warehouse. Shut up, man. Shut up. Like... So there's a warehouse, right? It's all fat, right? This is like an airplane hangar type beat.
Okay.
Right? And it's like, it's got like a basketball hoop in there. It's like, you know, a bunch of random stuff just chilling around, right? And then, there's a tiger and a big old chair. And actually, you know, for the people's sake, I'll put the chair like in a little pen. So the tiger, like, and I bring the tiger into the pen. It has its own like wilderness zone, in the facility. But when I'm in the facility and I want to sit and play with my tiger, it's like a dog. I feel like it throws off the general vibe
of the place. Like, for the most part, he's like, okay, you know, you got a bar, you got a pool table, couch,
you're designing yours. I'm talking about mine. Mine has tigers.
Airplane hangar, basketball court.
It's got, like, a bunch of hanging plants. Like, it's borderline a greenhouse. And then there's also some games, but more like lawn game stuff, right?
Like, so like fucking cornhole.
Yeah, like there'd be like a cornhole thing, and then there'd be like, honestly, I'll throw a shuffleboard in there. Like
shuffleboard.
I'd throw a shuffleboard in there. I think it'd be fun. I genuinely. And then there'd be like a
senior citizen
visit. No, shut up. There'd be like it'd be like beachy esque, and in the sense that like there's a bar, but it's more like, you know, all right. Hear me out. This is a very specific vibe, and I think you'll understand what I mean. Okay. You know those chairs, those porch chairs that you find at the beach? They're wooden, and they're, like, laid back, and they're, like, big.
Yeah.
It's a big wooden chair. They're usually painted. Those. I want those around my hangar. And
okay.
Shuffleboard game, like, outdoorsy games. I want...
I kind of get the vibe of your social club.
It's like a...
It's very vacation-ish. Upbeat
vacation. Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's like a resort, almost. And there's a tiger.
Okay. Mine's is more like bar-esque.
Yeah.
Like another city. Addition I'd like to make to mine is there's a backyard area. Not like a backyard, like in a house, but like a small patch of grass. With lawn chairs and like a grill. So in the summertime, okay, we could hang out like there, nice. Get the ice chest out there with the beer and shit.
Okay.
It'll be good. For sure. And then in the winter, you know, we could chill inside.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, throw on some music, just chill.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
There'll be like fancy shit in there too, like cigars.
Yeah. If you're into that too. Yeah. Like the leather chairs and different room type.
Yeah.
I get that. I want to have, this is like weird. I feel like it'd feel kind of cool though in an airplane hangar. I want to have a lot of arcade games.
That'd be cool.
Like,
yeah.
There's a little zone sectioned off where it's a bunch of arcade games, and you could just play. And it's like no quarters, token, none of that. And then there's a vending machine. Mine has a vending machine, and the best part, everything free.
That's kind of lit.
You just go up to it and punch in the numbers and whatever you want. Like, we have some guy, Tim, he comes in and stocks it with everything I want. So it's got Oreos.
Oh shit!
Vanilla wafers, other candy and gum and stuff.
That's cool.
Skittles for sure.
Skittles bang. Yeah. I like Skittles.
Skittles, yeah.
I can rock with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would go to your social club.
Yeah, it'd be fun. And there's a tiger though.
I wouldn't go near the tiger. But
he's
my friend.
He's cool. He's like, he's chill though. Like, you know how he's chill. Like, it's like a dog.
Not really.
Like a.
It's literally a predator. It's like a wild predator.
Like, well, some people like having a wolf around.
Dogs are descendants of wolves.
Exactly, and if you got a wolf,
and tigers,
that's a mad predator.
They're like.
I ain't got tigers, a bear. It's not a bear.
Tigers are the things that people that animals have descended to, and those are what people get as pets. Tigers are like the wild animals.
Exactly.
Not pets.
It's not a pet. It's like a. Like, I borderline run a zoo with one animal. It's a petting zoo with one attraction.
Petting zoos have, like, sheeps and goats and shit like that. Things tigers eat.
Mine's got a tiger because mine goes hard because mine slaps. And there's always music playing. always.
Yeah, same. For me, that's and what the stereo's
tigers, for me and the tigers' enjoyment.
All right, I just feel like mine's is more low key. You know what I mean?
Oh, mine's like a party zone.
Mine's like a place you go to after work to chill out with your friends and say that's like yeah, 3 a.m.
Exactly. Mine's like
yeah,
like got a ball pit.
That's a little much. I'm not gonna lie.
It doesn't. But you know what I mean? Like it has that yeah, vibe of like random. Mine is like,
I get what you mean.
Mine is like a modern art museum in a way. In the sense that it's one big room with a bunch of completely different things in it okay, that set different vibes. It's one of those places like you could go to for an Instagram photo shoot and it looks like you traveled the world. Like it looks like you went to 30 oh, okay, different places because there's each section, each zone got a different vibe. There's like a there's like a jungle. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
You good?
There's like a jungle type, like I mean, I mean, we could throw Rainforest Cafe in there.
The fuck, bro? Like, it's like a mall. You got a mall?
Yeah, basically.
Fuck.
But a mall that I filled with stuff that I like.
I guess.
Because I don't really like the mall.
All right. I kind of get the vibe of yours. Mine's just going to have, like, a cool interior design, like, exposed yeah, brick. You know how when you go into some, like, yes, coffee shops, like they have the exposed AC things?
Yes. Yeah.
It'll have that.
Yeah.
Just cool shit. You know?
Do you know what I mean when, like, you know what they use at, like, amusement parks to organize the lines? Okay, but...
Oh, those? Yeah.
Yeah. If the ropes. That, if, like, the ropes, but yeah, if those were metal and the they were filled with cable, like, metal industrial cable.
Uh-huh.
You know that vibe?
Yeah.
Like, brick, that... Exposed AC.
Oh yeah, because like, it's got yeah, it's bagel, got that, and it's yeah, also got
yeah,
it's got a bar, and then they got bar stools, but then there's couches and everything.
Yes, it's thing, like an industrial
every
comfort.
Every just like cool thing. It's like a hybrid between a house and a bar, but it has not all the practical stuff with the home.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's I don't know. It's hard to explain.
No, I get that.
But like a whole building rented out.
Like some like metal
like a lounge type. Like a lounge.
Okay, it's like for a lounge, sure, for sure.
You know, we got a little bit of, you know,
a little,
some plants.
It's some chill.
By the door.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
You got an espresso
jukebox
machine.
You got a jukebox.
One of those two, sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Just for the aesthetic.
Yeah, yeah. Those not because it's like useful or anything.
It's the stereo. Just because it looks surround cool sound.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Does it have, are you armed?
Maybe.
How does it feel? Is there a safe? Do you have a safe?
This is a safe. It's
is there
a big safe in the back?
A lot of secret stuff in the safe?
Guns,
shady,
drugs, money.
Shady business.
Yeah.
All the guys that do. You did mention a card table?
Yeah.
Like poker night?
Yeah, you could play cards in there. You play pool in there. You could have
okay,
a drink in there.
Sure,
sit back, watch the... I mean, you know, sure. I don't know, I guess. I mean, we don't want to do that. I mean, you could rent out the space.
Oh,
maybe
sure,
every once in a while to generate
like
some money out of that place, you could rent it out for like...
Yeah, parties.
Whatever. Yeah, parties.
Like
sure,
events. Someone wants to host a
something like that,
something
yeah,
at your spot. That'd be
not
tight,
cheap though. Not cheap to rent out my space.
No,
some classy shit.
Of course. And there's like a not a bouncer, but like a bouncer. You know what I mean? Like,
this is a supervisor.
Like, yeah, there's like a dude.
One of the
in
guys hangs
like,
back. Just be like, I'll just be back here the whole night. Don't break anything.
Yeah, be like, you mess something up, I will bring. I'll
yeah,
put you in the safe.
You got the place for this many hours from this to this. And yeah,
yeah,
I'll be in the back. I got the safe.
Home.
I got the GAT. If anyone gets out of line,
whew,
anybody gets out of line, whew,
yeah. You have like blankets.
Yeah, know, sure. We have some like home. I mean, this is for like the exclusive, man, like the people who are there all the time,
mm,
right? There's like mm, a closet in the back with extra shirts and jackets and stuff for like mm, emergencies.
Yeah, of course.
What I want this place to be is like a safe haven. Had a shitty day at work. Come over to my club.
Come over
right,
and like relax.
Your wife kicked you out of the house. Come over to my club. Spend the night on the couch. We got blankets in the back. You know?
You lost your house to a terrible fire.
Yeah.
Come over to
crash
the club.
It here until you get a new place.
There
until you
go,
find somewhere
okay,
else to stay. You got nobody. You got no place to stay? Come to my place. Come to my... What the fuck was that?
Get on over. Get on over here. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on over to my place.
Come on over, yeah. I'll
make
give you. I'll give you something you'll never forget.
We got everything you could possibly need. We got drinks, any kind of drinks you like. We got liquor, wine, beer. We got. We have
water,
a cigarette machine.
Mine's got water.
You like that? We got water too on tap.
Ooh,
tap water.
You know, mine's got
some sodas. I guess you want that.
Mine will never not be stocked with Capri Sun.
That's cool.
It's always gonna have. Like, if you want a Capri Sun, we got it.
I'm gonna have like all my non-alcoholic drinks are gonna be like, I'm gonna have like the semi-fancy shit, like ginger ale.
Oh, okay.
I'll have ginger ale. I'll have San Pellegrino soda, like the soda one. Like if you know, you
like,
know.
If you know. No, it's like
I'm gonna have that.
It's on a like.
I'm gonna have that.
Like a.
I'll have Coke if you just want Coke too. Like.
That's because it's classic. That's classic. Everybody. You've had Coke. Everybody's had Coke.
Yeah.
I got Coke, and I got Coke.
For the exclusive members, I got cigars.
I got booger sugar.
I keep a couple of joints in there too. You know. If that's your cup of tea, I got you.
If you need to relax, if you need, espresso machine for show.
Exactly. Yes, I have that.
You need it. I got it. You need it. I got it.
This is literally.
You need a Band-Aid?
The
I got
place
10.
To be.
You need. You
I got
need.
A first aid kit, yeah.
You need a. Mine's got an orchard.
Bro,
you need apples?
You know what? I got apples. I got a lint roller.
Facts.
I got a lint roller.
Bro, you ever run out of paper clips? Pull up. I got paper.
Oh, yeah. There's an office in the back where I do, anytime, you know.
I got a mad good printer.
There's a piano in there?
Yeah, facts.
Just for you. If anyone can play, they can play that.
Yeah, magical
they want.
Room. You know, if you need, like, I got a booth. If you need to record, I got a booth.
I don't, mine doesn't have that. But yeah.
Oh, you know. That's cool still.
Yeah.
You got a piano.
Bro, whatever you... All your basic needs.
If your luxury needs, all your vices. If you need it...
Come on over.
I got it.
All right? You just want to unwind. Tiger. If you want to have fun, go to his place. If you want to unwind and
there
crash,
you go.
Relax.
You know what you got to do? Place. You know what we got to do? We got to have these places a block away from each other.
Yeah.
And then you... My people, you come over, say, noon, 2 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
You stay till 6...
Something like that.
Six.
Yeah.
You party hard.
Yeah.
So maybe you're not there for long. Maybe you're there from noon to four, and you're like, whew, I am,
You party there, and then you're like, I need to relax.
I need to cool out, come down, and like chill out. Because my place is like, people do Molly at my place.
Yeah.
I don't really want them to, but there's
or
always
shit,
gonna
you know,
there's
yeah.
gonna be one of those like acid dealers who's gonna be like, yo, what's your need? I got special drinks, and you know, someone's like, special how? And he's like, it's got CBD. And then, you know, all of a sudden they got LSD in their system, and they're like,
yeah.
Wee.
Stumbling out the door seeing dragons and shit.
Yeah.
That's when you come to my place.
Then they go over, and you're like,
my
have a whiskey.
Yes.
Like,
my place is a little more exclusive.
Like,
right?
Chill out.
No, it's not like restricted to everybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, we just kind of gauge
it's classy at the door,
you know.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, if some kids try to come in our place, he's like, nah.
Yeah, you're like, this
here.
Isn't for kids. Like,
go to the other place.
Yeah, I get that. My place is basically Coachella.
Kinda, yeah.
Like on the low, like
but
indoor.
Like, nice. All the little inconveniences of Coachella, like just the heat and everything,
yeah.
Pretty much. Just the heat.
Like all that aside, like it's all the best parts of Coachella. You know, there's live, there's someone. It's like it's an event. It's a party place.
Yeah.
You know, like people come when big musicians, big groups come through to do shows, they book my spot. Or
yeah.
Not big, huge people, but like
we'll come by.
Yeah.
Come by
exactly.
And do a little something.
You're like, yeah, or like comedians have a stand up night, they'll stop by. You can get a crowd there. Like you can get some night, you know, some fun lights, a dance floor,
yeah,
good
like,
sound.
My venue, entertainers are welcome there. Any local or like out of town to acts coming in,
mm-hmm.
Comedians, musicians, anything after the show, come over to my place.
Exactly. Like I'm trying to pull up to your place for a jazz night. Like, you know,
something like that. Yeah. Like our hours technically open 24/7,
but it's
for
like
the exclusive
like 8 p.m. to
but
like
realistic. Well, yeah, it's like 7 p.m. to
7
like 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's like prime hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I and my close friends can go in
there
whenever.
Like, whenever you want.
Pretty much all the time.
You take the family there, like...
I want this place to be... Oh, dude, I want this place to be real.
Same.
I want this place.
I want to own the best venue.
Dude.
I want to be, like, the guy with the venue. I want to be the guy who's, like... Who has the place where they're like, dude, if he's throwing a party, be there. Like... That's the place.
Like
that's
like,
the place
you're like you're kind of infamous.
Yeah.
Like in the neighborhood, he's like, say what you want about this guy. He throws good parties.
Exactly.
You know
what you
mean?
You want to be that guy.
Yeah.
They're like, listen,
yeah.
You might be this or that, but you cannot say that you didn't have fun. Like,
oh yeah.
Because it
100%.
Because it was, and that's the vibe. If there's a fight, I'm gonna be honest. I'll let it roll. I'll let it go.
Yeah.
I'll let it slide.
No difference. Like, if there's a fight, we'll break... I mean, we might let go a little bit, but if it starts getting broken, we'll break it up. figure out whoever's fault it is. Nah.
You want to bring gang violence into my club? Do it.
Oh, we'll kick your ass out.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Your class.
Place is a sanctuary.
Mine is for sluts and whores and scum of the earth.
Yeah. You really got to go to both of our places.
All are welcome in my place.
You got to go to both. Here's how we gauge. If you can survive his place, if you can survive his place, you're welcome in my place.
Facts.
If you got to go home after a night at his, get, you know.
Yeah, bro. If you leave my place like not ready to handle more, don't bother showing up to Benny's. No. But if you leave my place and you're like, I need somewhere, like, if you just, you just gotta know. Like, if you leave my facility thinking, like, I need to sit down and have a drink. Like a, like a, you know, like a classy, you know, I want to smell mahogany type shit.
Yeah, you can smoke in my club. Like, indoors, inside. It's awesome.
You got Smokey Joe.
If you don't smoke,
some guy on the keys.
Ignore it.
Exactly. You know, it's like a good vibe.
You want to be at the bar having a drink. Guys behind you playing, you're playing pool. You can hear the balls hitting each other.
I love smell the smoke in the air. Man.
Yeah. Hear the guy. If there is a guy playing in there, you can hear that too.
Tickling the ivory, and it's like...
Ooh. The bartender who we got. It could be any one of a few guys. Sure, yeah. One of them does.
Yeah. And some guy bringing the keg in, like for top.
Oh yeah, from the, we have a cellar.
Not
a basement. Ooh. Basements are creepy, but we have cellar. We have a cellar.
Yeah.
Cellar. We keep the you know, the beer down. So the kegs and the wine.
Yes.
Not in my place. We don't keep kids there.
No. Not really your style.
No.
It's I don't do it.
Okay.
Tiger's got to eat though.
All right, well, you know, keep the tiger in mind when you go to his place.
Just try and avoid the tiger. Be aware, there is a tiger that we, if it run free, we gonna let it.
Yeah.
Tiger do what tiger do. Tiger hungry, run. Tiger thirsty.
Get the fuck out of there. Come to my place.
Still run. Tiger tired, take pictures and it's probably gonna keep.
It'll be a thing at my place too. Like if you had a run in with the tiger, first one's on us.
Fuck,
I got chased by the tiger at the other guy's place. Oh,
you're like, yeah, you're
this
like,
one's on
yeah,
the house.
This is on us. Yeah.
After you went over the tab.
And then after everyone leaves my place, that's the rule about my spot. Can't come more than 3 times. If I see your face after time number 3, I will shoot you. Or the bouncer or whatever.
That's kind of extreme.
He'll shoot you.
Fuck.
It's because, and here's the reason, it'll be the party of your life. You only get it 3 times. Yeah. You get it 3 times.
Get a lot of out-of-towners at your club, huh?
All the time.
Get a lot of regulars.
It's a big attraction.
Yeah.
And then, we see you a third time. Or we see you time number 4.
Damn.
You walk up.
We stick the tiger on your ass.
I let him grow. I'll be like, hey, yo.
You were here 3 times last week.
I'm like, I do that like finger whistle, I like,
and then, can you imagine if I just did it right now?
I could try. You ready to hear my insane whistle? It's not happening.
I can't do it.
It borderline happened.
How do people like do that and not get disgusted by their like putting your fingers like in your mouth?
I don't know. That's disgusting.
That's gross.
I'm thinking of closing out the episode pretty soon, but. Before
I think we've well established what our clubs
will
look
like. Our clubs will be tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you're ever going to stay at our clubs, well, yours is a place to stay at. Mine's a place to get super messed up and then leave.
Pass through.
Pass through party. My place is a pass through and party. Get absolutely clobbered. Yours is a come in, sit down, stay a while.
Relax.
Yeah, relax.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, and I guess to close that out, what's your club's name?
That's tough. I haven't even thinking about it.
If you had to put a name on it, like, just on the spot, what would you name it?
Probably After Hours.
Okay. All right.
That'd be a good one. Because we're open, like, super late.
I like that.
Might extend it to 4 a.m. So.
Okay. Good vibes.
You have a place for yours? Fucking... Not Planet Earth.
Right. Mine's like low key Planet Swag. Swag. Do I want to put swag in my?
Could be like the tagline of your place, like Planet
I don't know what I'd call a place. I don't know what I'd call a place like that. No, I'd call it. On this sounds so stupid, and this might be really dumb, but I think I'd call it space, like space, and then under like our little tagline would be planet swag.
Space planet swag.
Like space, planet swag.
That might be good because then people will get curious by like, that. Then walk in and be like, "What?"
You walk in, you're like, "What?" There's a dinosaur. Like the bone statue of one.
You got one of those too?
Yeah. That
surprised me.
Yeah. Or no, you know what I have? I have a whale. It's not real, obviously. I have a whale hanging from the ceiling.
You know what else you should have? You should have a like in the floor, you should have like a tank with a shark in it.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I like got a that. Decommissioned
like sea propeller mine. Plane. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. That is exactly the vibe I have. Neon signs, lights, that'd flashing, be cool, yeah. Like yeah. Just sound, music, you know, you hear it outside the club, like, like yeah, that type them. Thing, like, yeah. Lines constantly out the door.
Around the block.
Yeah, like, everybody's trying to get into my place, yeah. Like, because you just know it's going to go crazy, and we always have, like, there's always a new attraction, there's always, you know,
oh, yeah, you
something's
gotta,
always
yeah,
on display some there, weird. Something weird comes in, or like some, you know, some group, whatever, whoever's in town, it's got that. Yeah. There's a waterfall.
That's sick.
Yeah. I don't know how, but there is.
Don't ask questions in his place.
Yeah, just... my place, if you see it, you have the only option you have if you see it in my place is to admire it.
Just yeah, embrace the experience in his place.
Yeah, take it in and be like, place. Wow, this is like the effects of cocaine on a building. Like,
yeah.
If buildings could do cocaine and decide on their coke mind what to put inside themselves, that's my club.
Exactly.
Cocaine. Coke. That's what I'll call my place.
I wonder if you're allowed to coke. Name a building cocaine. Like,
yeah, no, like my brand, words... like cocaine or crack or
crack.
Dope.
Cocaine, crack, dope.
Some dope crack. That's what I'll call dope crack. Planet swag. Dope crack.
People will go in.
People would be there. 100%. It's an attraction. It's borderline a museum that goes harder than every other museum.
Yes.
Crack dope swag. Coke. That's my place. And so, on that note, what I did want to talk about and discuss to the fans is Benny and I have decided to change the podcast name one last time. Third time's a charm. And I think this is a fitting episode because we did exactly what we want to name it. And so we want to call it
Tangents.
Is that,
yeah.
Because realistically, that's what our podcast is.
It's much more
is.
Marketable than it, the other two, exactly. Especially the first one.
The first, I'm sorry if you're a day one, six testicles was just not it. Six testicles was not it.
No.
It's not something you can proudly tell someone. What's your podcast called? Six testicles. Nope.
Oh yeah, like just but, not, yeah, like back then you were like you like I would talk it I up would, and be like, yeah, it's cool and everything, and then they'd be like, what's it called? And I'd be like, I don't have a podcast.
People ask what it's called, you're like, I no longer have a podcast.
Yeah.
It'll be easier for us to talk about. It's a much more fitting description of our podcast and what we do, because that's what we do. We come on here, we sit, we have a conversation, and you guys get to listen to it.
We don't really have planned conversations.
Yeah, we have like an opening topic, and then it just goes from there. Like we literally for you guys, because we haven't explained really how we do this.
It's literally just we sit down before we record, and one of us is like, "What do you got?" And
he's like, "We can do this." Basically, yeah. Or like sometimes I'll shoot Benny a text of like something that happens to me during my day, and it'll read almost exactly like this: "Yo, podcast topic, blank."
Pretty much,
like,
yeah.
And then we sit down, start talking about that, and wherever it goes, we let it go.
Pretty much, yeah.
And that's how it is. That's how we roll. And I think it's fun. I like it. And that's what you guys are getting. Just our raw conversation.
Yep.
So, third time's a charm. Tangents.
Let's see if this one sticks.
Let's see if it sticks. Tangents.
Hopefully it does.